Good morning, everyone, and I'd like to think with you this morning on St. Augustine and a passage of St. Augustine's Confessions. So we celebrate today the memorial of St. Augustine. The passage from the Confessions of St. Augustine that we read in the Office of Readings this morning begins with a reflection on the light of God's truth that St. Augustine perceives as transcending his mind. He's been through and he's in the process of a conversion experience as he reflects on the difference between the light of reason and the light of faith or the light of revelation. He notices the incommutable light, that is the unchanging light far above his spiritual kind and transcending his mind. Not the common light that every fleshly eye can see, nor any light of that human order, but something greater, a light shining more powerfully, more brightly, and so extensively as to fill the universe, he says. The light I saw was not the common light of all, but something different, utterly different from all those things. That's interesting. The light that he sees in God, as it were, as he perceives something above the light of his own human reason and its limitations, is not the common light of reason, but something utterly different. But then it continues, although it's utterly different, he says, nor was it higher than my own mind in the sense that oil floats on water or the sky is above the earth. It's interesting because he doesn't see the truth of divine revelation or the truth which is God penetrating his mind as it were something simply floating above the gift of human reason that he has from creation. Rather, he sees, he doesn't want the image of faith and reason being something like oil floating on water or sky above the earth. Rather, it exalts him because it is the very light that made him. He would have no human reason were it not for the divine light, divine truth, divine revelation. So the relationship that St. Augustine sees between philosophy and theology is quite fascinating. It has a clear distinction, but at the same time he doesn't see divine revelation or theology as floating above and not contacting or not being somehow already being given in human reason. Anyone who knows truth knows this light, he says. So someone who's been gifted already from creation with human reason and the capacity for truth already natively is able to perceive a light which is nonetheless still infinitely above him, namely God, the Creator, namely divine revelation. He continues, O eternal truth, true love, beloved eternity, you are my God, and for you I sigh day and night. As I first began to know you, you lifted me up and showed me that while that which I see might see exists indeed, I was not yet capable of seeing it. So he has this understanding that even though he can perceive the divine light, he also requires the gift of being able to see and grow within it. So everything for St. Augustine is gift. The gift of reason is the first gift. And then from within reason, if he receives the gift of faith, he accepts the gift of faith, then he's also able to walk toward a divine light which is distinct, yet not simply floating above as if human reason cannot attain to divine truth. He continues, your rays beamed intensely on me, beating back my feeble gaze, and I trembled with love and dread. I knew myself to be far from you in the region of unlikeness. So here we have a very fascinating awakening of a sense of likeness and unlikeness. There's a likeness between his reason and divine reality, the divine intellect, the divine truth, but at the same time there's more unlikeness. So there's likeness with a greater unlikeness, and the unlikeness is on account of two things. Firstly, on account of the difference between the created and the creator, but also he's thinking here of his sinfulness, that his sinfulness has increased the region of unlikeness. Nonetheless, that can be healed. And I seem to hear your voice from on high. I am the food of the mature. Grow then and you shall eat me. You will not change me into yourself like bodily food, but you will be changed into me. So the communion which Augustine perceives is possible and invited between the divine and the human, and the sense of the Eucharist is here in this becoming one flesh with Christ, the mediator, that when he receives the Eucharist, when we receive the Eucharist, we do not change God into ourselves in the way that bodily food becomes part of us, but rather we are changed into him. He continues, accordingly, I looked for a way to gain the strength I needed to enjoy you, but I did not find it until I embraced the mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, who is God, supreme above all things and blessed forever. So Augustine has in many ways sought God through philosophy, and he got caught up in the Manichaean philosophy of his day, which had a somewhat negative approach to the distinction between the flesh and the spirit, the divine and the human. And he couldn't let go of the flesh, and he didn't have the strength to truly embrace the divine until he encountered Christ, the mediator between God and man. He continues, he called out, this is Christ, proclaiming, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nor had I known him as the food, which, though I was not yet strong enough to eat it, he had mingled with our flesh, for the word became flesh. St. Augustine then thinks about his conversion experience. Late have I loved you, beauty so ancient, so new. Late have I loved you. Too late, he says. Lo, you were within, but I was outside, seeking for you there. He was seeking outside of himself and created things. Upon the shapely things you have made, I rushed headlong, misshapen. You were with me, but I was not with you. He was seeking the Creator in the wrong way. He was seeking the Creator by attachment to the Creator. He was perhaps living an impure life, an unchaste life. We know that he had a concubine and a son, and that this conversion experience involved this conversion from unchastity to chastity by discovering true beauty in Christ, in the divine. You were with me, but I was not with you. They held me back, these things far from you, those things which would indeed have no being, were they not already in you. You called, shouted, broke through my deafness. You flared, blazed, banished my blindness. You lavished your fragrance. I gasped, and now I pant for you. I tasted you, and now I hunger and thirst. You touched me, and I burned for your peace. It's a beautiful passage. St. Augustine is very clear that the human heart is made for you alone, O God, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. There is no other end. There's no other happiness, no other goal for the human heart, no other destiny except in God and through Jesus Christ. Have a great day. Focus on Christ, and let's pray for the intercession of St. Augustine in our journey to eternity.